And on the line, our nutritionalist from the Richmond Football Club and Deakin Uni, Dr. Dom Kondo. Hello, Dom.
Yay.
Hey, guys. How are you this week?
We're good. A little bit
so
cold.
So good.
Oh, my goodness. How cold. I can't deal with this.
I know. You like the sun. We know this. But speaking of the cold, Dom, when we do get into the middle of winter, we like to think we're doing the right thing. Portion control, et cetera.
Yep.
But are we?
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. So you guys, I don't know if you experience it or not, but you tend to put on the winter coat, a lot of people, and it might just be a few kilos. But, you know, before you know it gets to September, October, and you have that day that's a bit warmer and you think, oh, yes, that happened over winter. And it does, but slowly creep on. I guess there are some things that are just those subtle changes where you think, you may not think of it as being any different because it's still really nutritious food, but it's just the fact that if you are watching what you're eating during the summer months, it's that difference in calorie intake that can slowly add to that, you know, 3 to 5 kilos. So a really good example of that is like your soups, right? So soups are really good for you, absolutely, and we encourage them because they're obviously giving you micronutrients for your immune health, which you've spoken about before. But something like a soup might actually replace like a fresh salad or, some fresher sort of veggies that you might have in summer. Mm. And the reality is soup often has a lot of things added to it. So, you know, you might put cream in soup. It might be full of like beans and more potatoes and hearty vegetables, and the difference can be quite significant in energy intake. So even something that's through a healthy swap over time can actually contribute to the calories that can gain a bit more of that winter coat.
So what you're saying, Dom, is if we make one of those soups, no matter how many vegetables we put in it, it's, you know, if we have two or three bowls and some crusty bread with maybe some butter, it comes down to the fact that we're...
A bit of parmesan on top.
Yeah. Or the pumpkin soup with the cream, the sour cream, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely. And it's similar even like for your breakfast. So often like oats, you know, porridge is a really popular choice in winter, which is, again, very nutritious. But then, you know, you make your oats often, especially if you're going out for them, you can put all sorts of things, Greek yogurt, some are even made with cream, your nuts on the top, compared to, you know, your yogurt and fruit you might have on a summer's day. The difference is quite significant with the energy that's coming in. So it's not bad food for us, but if you are someone that's watching weight over time, that will really contribute. Yeah. And then add on the fact that we don't want to move as much, etc.
All right. Well, we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about those things because I think the crux of the matter is about the activity we do, but also what we're changing our food for. We'll talk about that after the break. Our nutritionist, Dr. Dom Kondo, on the line here on the Catch Up at Bay 93.9.